again, as with so many other concepts of Chassidus, this is not a uniquely Chassidish concept. It's a Medrash. The Medrash brings it in three different places in different languages. But that the goal of creation is that Hashem wanted to have a dir b'tachton, a dwelling place among the low. And he defined low as being that area where there is little exposure of godliness. Your chair is waiting for you, David. Where there's very little open, there are tanyas up there, David, right up on top of you. There are three tanyas. So you take a place where there is little exposure of get lachkait, to the left. And in that place, through whether it's mitzvahs maisis, as we're going to discuss tonight, action mitzvahs, or it is using gashmias, generally speaking, in the service of Hashem, because no person can do a mitzvah without energy. Where are we getting our energy from? We're getting our energy from the food or from the drink. So thereby, by simply being human and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are elevating what we refer to as the elevation of Klipas Noiga. Now, that language, the language of Dira B'Tachtayinim, I've done searches in almost all of the Talmid de Baal Shem on the computer. The language is not used. It's Lubavitch only. However, once you enter the realm and you just change the terminology a little bit about the purpose of creation being the elevation of Klipas Noiga, this pariv, elevatable area of existence, all of a sudden you open up a whole new world in Sefer Chassidus. So it's a language issue. It's not a concept issue. Now, we also are going to learn a piece in the coming weeks that's going to deal with, because I remember when Rabbi Yaakov Haber was here, so we got into it a little bit, about what is the Tachlis HaBriya? Don't we know that the even the early Sefer Kabbalah write that the purpose of creation was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to share his goodness with the world? Well, here he's saying there's a different goal. Here he's saying the goal was to create a Dira B'Tachtonim. So which one is it? So I'll show you how some of the Sfarim juggle those two ideas and are mishalev them, they blend them into one concept. And it's really one and the same. Okay, but for tonight, let's at least finish inside Perek Lamed Zayin, where we're going further into this concept of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires a Dira B'Tachtonim. Now, at the beginning of chapter 37, on page 92, he discusses the fact that the area where this is going to play itself out, where it's finally going to happen, or where it will be seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Dira B'Tachtonim, that he has this dwelling place, is in the days of Mashiach, in the Tchias HaMesim. Meaning, we are creating the Dira B'Tachtonim every time we do a mitzvah, but we can't see it. The distinction that's going to happen in the days of Mashiach, in the days of Tchias HaMesim, is that we're actually going to get to see that Dira B'Tachtonim. What's more, every time we do a mitzvah, we are creating that Dira B'Tachtonim. So there is it's not like, in generally, when you deal with rewards, we have an imagination like with our kids. If you learn a Mishnah, I'm going to give you a lollipop. No, that's not how schar works in Judaism. The schar that we're dealing with here in Yiddishkeit is, when we do a mitzvah, we are creating that very exposure, which is going to be the schar. It's a direct consequence of our actions, not a secondary reward, which is unrelated. But it's mamish, the creation. When we're putting on tefillin, we are creating that revelation. We can't see it because we have spiritual cataracts. But when the Rebbeinu Shlomo removes the cataracts from our eyes, we will see how we created that schar. Okay? So that's a very big distinction in the understanding of schar. Gentlemen, please share of the... make yourselves at home with the drinks. Uh-oh. Why did this go off? All right. Now, let's take this a step further. Perek Lamed Zayin will start on No, it's not working. Okay. Let's start on 94. And we're talking about what's going to happen in Mashiach's day. So two things are going to happen. When we fulfill mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, we draw into the world the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we avoid the negative, the shasa mitzvahs, we prevent the leeching that the Gimel Klipas HaTemeis, the three absolutely corrupt, impure forces leech off of Klipas Noga. So when we stay away from the shasa leishas, we stop their ability, we prevent them from continuing to leech off of Kedusha. I saw Maisa last week, just to put this into tangible terms, that in one of the shtetlach in Europe, there was a yid who used to go around every Friday checking the Eruv. And there was a musser in that town. A musser is an informant to the government. And this guy was a Russia gomer. So one Friday, while this guy's going around checking the Eruv, so the musser is out on his porch, and he says to this Jew, who's an impoverished man, I'll give you enough money to marry off your kids if you sell me the schuz of your checking the Eruv. So he knew something was off, and he went to the Rav and said to him, should I sell them? I'll have enough money to marry off my kids. And the Rav said, B'shumayv, do not do it. The next Friday, he was going around to his thing again, and this guy was waiting for him and said, no. So he said, no, I'm not going to do it. Moments later, the guy toppled over dead, the musser. So he ran back to the Rav and said, Rabbi, what's going on? Can you explain this to me? He says that the klipa, the dark side, can only exist as long as it leeches off of Kedusha. This guy was running out of energy. Had you sold him the merit, he wasn't interested in it for the mitzvah Shabbai. He needed energy to continue running his operation. Now, what I found really scary about this is, personally speaking, we got to be very careful that our kiyum mitzvahs is not serving the function of keeping darkness alive. So, you know, all of us, Rachmana Litzlan, bounce back and forth, right? We all do things that are wrong, we do things that are right. We got to make sure that the balance is such that our Kedusha, the stuff that we're involved in, is not only providing just enough energy to keep our Taivas going. Just something to think about. Okay. Yeah? Sure. Well, then, if we're doing the Gashmias, the Shem Shemayim, we're okay. So go to six lines from the bottom. Omeyache. After the period, on page 94. Since the peoplehood of Klal Yisrael are going to become a chariot of Kedusha for Hashem, how? Through the performance of positive mitzvahs, through the avoidance of negative mitzvahs. So the general body of energy that exists in this world, Shei Klipas Noga, which we're talking about now, this power of Klipa, which is now Klipas Noga Teitse Ozmit Tumasa V'Chalosa, it will completely exit from its contaminated state, from its illness. Metala, the Kedushin, is going to become totally holy, Lias Merkava LaHashem. The entire realm of Pariv is going to become unto itself a chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes all of the sheaths, all the coverings, all the masks come off, and all flesh will be privileged to see the presence of Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will appear in his full splendor. The presence of Hashem will suffuse the entire world up to the top of Mem Ches. Yisrael Yiru Ayin Ba'ayin, and Klal Yisrael will merit to see physically eye to eye Kimimatan Torah as it was by the giving of the Torah, the Chsiv. There too the Torah says, Atah Rei Soladas, you saw Ki Hashem Olikim, Ein Ed Molad, there's nothing but Him. And when that happens, V'al Yidei Zeh Yizbalo V'Yizbatlo V'Gamri Kol HaShadosh Klipas HaTmeis, at that point, all of the darkness, all of the Tumah disappears, Because all of their leeching up until now, all of that leeching, they have no independent life. All of their existence can only exist because they remove their energy from the klipas noiga hamamutzas, that area which is part of b'neim, v'nimta. Now, what comes out of all this is ki kol tachlis shayemayis hamashiach utchias hamesim. The entire ultimate goal, right? The moment for which all of history has waited, which is the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, Velakusa Yisbarach and his godliness, Ula Aviruch HaTovah Min Haaretz, and the eradication of the impurity from the world. Talui, all of that is not out there, guys. It's not something remote, unrelated to us. Rather, it is Talui Ba'am Shachas Alekusai. It is dependent upon our everyday performance of mitzvahs, which is to draw the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'or and Tzei Baruch Hu, and his infinite energy, L'nefesh HaChiyunis, into our animal soul, Shebeklolus Yisrael, in the animal soul that exists within the people of Klal Yisrael, B'chol Ramach Evirel, and all of its 248 limbs. How do we do that? How do we create? Meaning, it gives us a whole new appreciation of what are we doing? We are bringing about the world of Mashiach. We are bringing about the world of Tchias HaMesim. Every mitzvah we do. Because by doing so, we are drawing the presence of Hashem into this physical world. Because every time we do a positive mitzvah, we are drawing the Shekhinah into this world. And every time we avoid one of the 365 that without shalt not, we are removing the energy of the klipa. So that the 365 sinews will not leech off of Kedusha. Now, how does this happen in the big picture? I understand how I could do it for me. But how does it take place on a cosmic level? So he explains, Ki klalus Yisrael, because the peoplehood of Klal Yisrael, Shem Shishim Ribuy Neshamis Pratiyas, who are 600,000 individual souls, we correspond, Hem klalus Achiyas Shal klalus Olam. We are, it's not like we're egocentric or anything, but we, to each one of us, corresponds a 600,000th of the entirety of existence of the world. So divide up the world among us, and each of us has our domain, like you have in sales. So each of us has our domain of the world that we are responsible for. Ki bishvilam nivra, because it was created for us. V'chol prat mehem, and every individual who koil v'shayech lo yachir shochedek echad v'shishem ribuy, we need to understand that each of us is responsible for a 600,000th of the world. Miklal Zayvam, Hatoli, which is completely and totally dependent, B'Nafshei Achiyunis, and our animal soul, La Loisei L'Hashem, to elevate that portion of the world to Hashem, V'Aliyasa, as our animal soul is elevated. So listen to what he's saying. He's saying that as we elevate our Nefesh HaBahamis, with it, we take with it the portion of the world in space, in time, in person, that corresponds to our neshama. That's our responsibility. Dehainu, that is to say, he makes it very clear, b'mashim ishtamish me'elam hazeh, everything we use in this world, our food, our drink, l'tzarech gufa v'nafshi achiyunis, for the purpose of our animal soul, everything we touch, all of our finances, you just think about how far-reaching this is, okay? Every place we visited, everything.
Every target
stops. That's right. And every card they steal. Love, kiganachi, love, ishtiya, v'dameyam, like our eating and our drinking and everything similar, v'dir, and our living space, v'chol klei tashmishim, and all of our computers. Ella, he says, don't think that I don't realize that there's more than 600,000 Jews. We know that there's more than 600,000 Jews in the world. Rather, We must understand that those 600,000 individual souls, elu hen shrashim, those are root souls. V'chol sheresh mischalek l'shishim riba nitzaitzis, and each of those 600,000 are split up into further smaller denominations. Shekol nitzitzi neshama achas, each of those sparks is one neshama. V'chem v'nefesh v'ruach, and the same applies on the other levels of soul. In each of the worlds, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzira, Asiya, in each of the four realms of existence. Now, the next few lines are a sefer unto themselves. He says, V'chol nitzut layorad la'ilam azeh. He's answering the ultimate question of why did the Ribbono Shel Olam take a lofty, exalted, pure, pristine neshama and lower it into this, forgive the French, hellhole. Favos. So he says, he explains, V'chonitzit le'yorad li'olam hazeh, there's no spark that came down to this world, afshirida g'dayli, even though it's a horrific descent for the neshama. Ubchinis galus mamish, the neshama we need to understand that the way the neshama feels in this physical world, it's literally in exile. Kigam shiyatzadik gomer oyved Hashem biyir biyavarabe v'tanugim. He says, I don't care. Forget about baining him. I don't care if this neshama grows up to be a complete and total tzaddik who lives day and night in the love and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest tzaddik in the world. Lo yagia l'maylus dveikusa b'Hashem b'dechila v'rechima b'terem yiridosa adayim hazeh. The greatest tzaddik in his loftiest stage in the Kodesh HaKadosh Shaban Yom Kippur will not come close to the intimacy he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the neshama came down to this world. If that's the case, why, God? What's the point? Not in the smallest way. He says, I don't even have to explain this. It's obvious to any thinking person. Because the body is a barrier that can't allow the intimacy to take place on the level that it would take place upstairs. So the question is, begs to be answered, why? Why would the Ribbono Shel Olam do this? Ela yiridasai la'olam hazeh lislabish. We just turned the page to 96. It's descent into this world, lislabish, beguv, and nefesh achyunis, to be enclosed in this physical crass body, who kedei l'saknam bilvad, is only here for the point of rectifying the animal soul. And to separate them from the realm of impurity of the completely, totally impure klipis. How? By guarding, by keeping away from the 365 thou shalt not and their offshoots. That's by avoiding the evil. And to elevate the animal soul, with everything around it, meaning with all of its cousins and everything, all the various components of this world that go along with the animal soul, its food, its drink, its electronics, whatever it's got, the clothes of them is that the kashram, to bind them, or the yachtam, and to unify them, with the infinite energy of Hashem, ashayam shech b'hem, that the person can draw that light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by fulfilling the 248 mitzvahs, benav sheach yunis, with the physical body, shehi ha-mekaimam, kol mitzvahs ma'asiyas kanal, because only a body can fulfill physical mitzvahs. No neshama up there can do it. They say the Vilna Gaon, the day of his death, the Gaon grabbed his tzitzis and said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you would just leave me here just to fulfill this one more time. Because the greatest, loftiest neshama cannot, without its body, can't do these mitzvahs. So the creation of the Dira B'Tachtonim is something that can only take place when you have a combination of guf and neshama. Ki Anishama, he quotes the Kamei Shekosov, he quotes the Eitz Chaim from the Arizal. Make it very clear. And there are those who are ignorant about this. Ki Anishama Atzma Eina Tzricha Tikkun Klal. The Neshama needs no fixing. And as we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's not here for the neshama. V'leihutzucha lislavish by the mazeh, for the sake of the neshama, it did not need to come into this world. Rak lahamshich oyer lisakrim, it's only to draw the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this physical world. V'lmamish dugma seid galus hashchina levar netzaitzin. Hold this memory, because we're going to come back to this concept. It is similar to the entire concept of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the concept of Golus HaShechina to take place, which is the secret of the elevating of these sparks. Right here he answered the questions that we were dealing with earlier. We'll elaborate on this with a piece of Avi Nachal in the coming weeks. Okay. U'bezeh Yuvan, now that we've introduced this new concept of Dira B'tachtayinim, now with this we have super understanding into several things. This is just gorgeous. Ubezeh Yuvan, with this we can understand Mashif Ligu Chazal b'ma'oid ma'oid. Why Chazal are so excited? So, what's the word? If Ligu is okay. B'ma'ilas Atzdaka. Not to elaborate, there's when you exaggerate. B'ma'ilas Atzdaka, about the advantage of this mitzvah of tzedakah. V'amru, Chazal say about tzedakah, the Gemara and Baba Basra, sheshkula k'neged kol mitzvahs. Tzedakah is equal to all other mitzvahs together. And what's more, b'chol Talmud Yerushalmi, anywhere in Talmud Yerushalmi, hu nikra b'shem mitzvah stam. When the Talmud Yerushalmi uses the term mitzvah, it refers to tzedakah. That's how great it is. Kikach hayahergal alosh and nikra tzedakah b'shem mitzvah stam. That was how it was commonly used in that Tanoic and Amoraic age, that it was referring to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Why? Mipnei shi ikir ha-mitzvahs ma'isiyas, because the mitzvah of tzedakah is the main action mitzvah. Why? Voila kulana, and it supersedes all of them. You hear? The mitzvah of tzedakah supersedes all of the mitzvahs ma'isiyas. Shekul on hen rak lahalis nefesh achiyunis l'Hashem, because all other physical mitzvahs, their purpose, as we said here, is to elevate the animal soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehiya Mikayem Esayisan, because what's doing the mitzvah? What's allowing the body to function, to fulfill a mitzvah? Nefesh Achiyunis. Omis Labeshes, Bemli Kolabar, and Seif Baruch Hu, and it is that Nefesh Achiyunis that allows them to fulfill and to be inclusive in the infinite energy of Hashem HaMalavish Ben. Therefore, Ve'ein l'cho mitzvah sh'nefesh achiyunis mislabish ba, there is no other mitzvah where there is as much of my animal in it as is in with money. Kol kach mitzvah zatzaka. There's no other mitzvah that I get into it with so much of myself as there is with money. Meaning there's plenty of other things that humans do that draw our attention into, but it's not a mitzvah. Here, you have a component that completely wraps people up, and we have an ability to give it away. Why is this? Shebechol ha-mitzvahs, because any other mitzvah, emes labash v'em rak koyech echad menafesh achiyunis b'shas ma'esa mitzvah levat. Every other mitzvah, you have an individual component of the animal soul working at that time. Tefillin, it's action of the arm. Sukkah, you walk in and you sit down, you're eating, the mouth is doing, whatever it is, there's one component. And it's only at the time of the mitzvah. Alva bitzdaka. But when it comes to charity, sha'odam noisin miyigiyachapav, where a person is giving away, I just worked for a week to make some money, and I'm giving that away, a person works for a living, he's using all of his energy, or other business, where he's hired to do it, that he made this money. And when he therefore gives away that money, Hare kol nafshei chiyunas oyel l'Hashem. He gives away that whole week of work. Goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maharnaim says that when a person gives ma'aser, or a person gives a fifth, he ends up elevating everything. Why? Because you can't give a fifth unless you have the other four fifths. So as a result, he says, everything becomes elevated because you can't give away a fifth unless you have the other four fifths. V'gam mishayna namigi. What do you do with the kol guy who gives away money? Or a person who inherited money. So he didn't do anything to create the money. So he's not giving that away. So why is his tzedakah that precious? Look what he says. It's very insightful. Mikal makom nonetheless. He could have used the money to buy whatever he wanted. So even though he didn't, in the past tense, he didn't use all of his energy to create the money, but looking forward, he could have used the money for anything he wanted. And therefore, he's still giving away his chayin nefesh to Hashem. And for this reason, Amar Chazal, our sages tell us again in Gemara and Baba Basra, Shemikarevis as a gula. That tzedakah brings close to gula. Because these two prakim are talking about how mitzvahs maisiyas bring close to this time of Mashiach. Therefore, tzedakah, which is the culmination of all mitzvahs maisiyas, all physical mitzvahs, it is going to bring the gula close. The Vishen tzedakah achas. Because with one act of charity, ma'ala harbe min nefesh achiyunis, the person elevates a great deal of his animal soul. Mashle oya yochalalis b'menekol kach koiches u'pchinis b'kama mitzvahs ma'asiyas acheres. More so than had even combined many other physical mitzvahs. So the mitzvah of tzedakah is spectacular in a realm of its own with regard to its power of creating dira b'tachtonu. Top of Mem Test, three lines from the top. He now answers a tremendously fundamental question that he struggles with in Likutei Torah many times, and because we now have a serious imbalance. He's thrown a monkey wrench into a perspective that anybody who's ever gone to yeshiva realizes we got a big problem here. Here you're putting forth so much focus on action mitzvahs. But we say every morning after Birchas HaTorah, the Mishnah in Peah that says, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, right? The rally cry of all the whole yeshiva world, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. You're making such a big deal here out of physical mitzvahs. And the Mishnah says that the study of Torah, which is not a physical mitzvah, outweighs all the mitzvahs. What do you do with that? Therefore, he answers, Umash Amru Chazal. That which our sages tell us, Shetalmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that the study of Torah outweighs all other mitzvahs. Hainu Mipnei, the reason for this is, Shetalmud Torah Hu B'dibur U'machshava, that the study of Torah takes place in two realms, in speech, which is physical, and in thought, which is much more intimate with the person. Shem levushim hapnimiyim. Remember, there's three levushim we discussed earlier in Tanya. Every soul can express itself in three ways: action, speech, and thought. Action is the most outward one. Thought is the most inner one. Speech is the middle. Due to the fact that Talmud Torah involves, by definition, thought and speech, it is able to affect the person in a much more personal, intimate way. That's the first thing, is that first of all, for the benefit of the person, not for the benefit of the world, are they connected kula, but for the benefit of the person and his own self-perfection, Talmud Torah is able to perfect his machshava in his deeper. What's more? Reason number two. V'gam mehuson v'atzmusen shabchines chabad miklipas noigesh shebenefesh hachiyunis nechlolis b'gdusha mamish. He says, not only does it affect the levushim, the expressions of the neshama, but in fact, Talmud Torah, which affects the person's thought, the person's chachma, bina, das, the three faculties of intellect, are affected by the study of Torah. So not only does it express, does it perfect the levushim, what we call the garments of the person, which are external, but Torah is able to completely remake the nefesh itself, because it changes how we think. If a person toils in Torah deeply and using their minds, you're saying here that the intellect of Torah is able to change the person's intellect. Well, what about the next level down of the person's midos, of chesed, gvura, tiferes, that mitzvahs are supposed to affect? He says, no, never going to happen. We can learn Torah, we can do mitzvahs. And as he's been saying in the whole Sefer, the Beinoni is going to stay a Beinoni. When that forbidden sight comes across our eyes, we're still going to covet what we shouldn't want. Because that's not part of the service that the Beinoni can do, is to transform their love, to transform their awe. That's not part of the package. So, he says a fascinating thing. You can change a person's intellect easier than you can change their character. Their character is going to continue to want and to lust that which they're not supposed to want. But if a person toils in Torah, they can transform their chachma bin adas. As those who know the secrets know, that's going to remain in the realm of that which is corrupted. But the Chabad can be changed. So, he just explained two reasons. Number one is that it's B'dibra Machshavas on the level of the Levushim Talmud Torah is transformative. What's more, it's even transformative on the level of changing our intellect. So on that level, it's Keneged Kula. But right after the colon, Zois Vaid Acheres. This is true what I told you, but I want to tell you even more. Vehi Oilal Kulana, and this rises above all the other reasons given. B'malas Esik Talmud Torah, I'll call it mitzvahs, the advantage that the study of Torah has over all other mitzvahs. Based upon what we wrote earlier, based upon the Zohar, the Ramach, Pikud, and the Ramach, that the 248 mitzvahs are the 248 limbs of the king. When we're dealing with a physical person, in the way of a parable, Ein Areich V'Dimyon Klal, there's no comparison at all to the life source that exists in the 248 external limbs. No one would be foolish enough to compare that to the life source that's in the intellect, that's in the mind, we know that the intellect is divided into these three categories of Chachma, Bina, V'Das. So if the 248 mitzvahs correspond to 248 limbs, so too, and separated tens of thousands of times, when we want to talk about the illumination that we bring about when we do a mitzvah, the effect, the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to bring into the world when we do a mitzvah, you can't compare the amount of illumination that comes into the world when we do a mitzvah, an arm mitzvah, a finger mitzvah, a leg mitzvah, a payas mitzvah, whatever it might be. You can't compare the amount of ur to the amount of ur that a person will bring into the world when they're using the seichel for a mitzvah. And that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just like the energy that the brain has, it's the main function of the body. It's that which occupies the greatest amount of human industry. So too, since they line up that the 248 mitzvahs correspond to the 248 limbs. Well, if that's the case, the brain is Talmud Torah. And therefore, when a person learns Torah, they're able to draw the greatest amount of godly illumination into the world. So let's take a look at it inside. The illumination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is able to flow into physical mitzvahs, ligabe, compared to Aras Ayin Tzayv Shebechinas Chabad, to the illumination which is in the intellectual levels of Chabad Shebechachmas HaTayr, which is in Chachmas HaTayr, ish ish lefisich levasagosik, each person according to their individual attainment. All right, we'll take it up from here, Mirat Hashem, next week, which is New Year's. So hopefully everybody will be sober.